You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hello. I'm an atheist. I live in Egypt. No one knows that I'm an atheist because my environment is rigorous and I may be subjected to many violations. That is why I registered with you, with my sincere greatness, Mahmoud.
Hello everyone, this is Dali from Egypt, Alexandria specifically again, and I'd like to share a thought with you all. I found out these days that Egypt trying to clarify their image to the world that they are a secular country or fucking blah blah blah. But the real thing that I'd like to share a thought. In 2018, I was walking in the street for over than 15 or 20 minutes. I was talking over the phone for someone. I was talking about something interesting. I don't remember it right now, but I was talking about something. And police officers stopped me, slapped me, touched my body, and touched my vagina, every inch of my body, my breasts. And they assumed that I'm a prostitute because I was walking in the middle of the street, a dark street in the middle of the night. They thought because it's 11 something, maybe 11:40, or 11:30 p.m. So that means that I'm a prostitute. I don't know how they assumed that, but they made a background check when they searched on my purse, made a background check about me, and touched every inch in my body. Search over, like, they took my phone, and they searched in my phone, and they thought that I'm on atheist and a lesbian, because, you know, some, like, if you're a real lesbian, you'll have like a something in your phone that will, like, I don't know, they just found out that I'm a lesbian or a queer person. There is a, like, a women pornography in my phone, so they touched my body. And when I was crying until I told the police officer, please don't touch my body, they told me, you're not wearing a bra. Why are you not wearing a bra? You were just preparing to fucking someone, bitch. You're a prostitute. They thought I'm a prostitute. I'm not a prostitute. I'm just a lesbian girl. But they thought that I'm a bad person. Because being a lesbian or somebody from LGBT community in Egypt is a crime. It's a crime or a criminal thing. I was crying and nobody helped me in the street. Even there were a few men and women were walking in the street and they couldn't help me. They were afraid from police officers. And I realized that I'm alone. I couldn't clear my image to the police officers and let them touch my body. Police officers were satisfied to touch my fucking body. They were satisfied they found out I'm a fucking lesbian. I'm a fucking atheist. And I couldn't defend myself. I couldn't do anything. And after that, when they just left me alone, I went to home. My mom and my family never knew what I had been through. Till now, I'm devastated. Really, I'm devastated. Even after I got several therapy sessions, I still devastated. I'm trying to overcome this fucking situation, but I cannot overcome it. I just want to overcome this situation, and I would just like to share my experience with you, because I want you all know that Egypt's not LGBT friendly. And it's not atheist friendly. So if you're a tourist, I'd like and would like to go to Egypt for have fun or check out the pyramids or blah blah blah, don't go to Egypt or Saudi Arabia or fucking shit, because Egypt is not atheist or LGBT friendly. I'm trying to overcome this situation, but I cannot overcome it even after my therapy sessions. So that's all I wanted to say, and I hope that Egypt be LGBT friendly in the future. Maybe yes, maybe no. But that's all my dream right now. I just want to have a good life. I don't want to be targeted. I don't want anyone ruin my life because I've been atheist, and I'm an atheist and ex-Muslim and LGBT woman, lesbian woman. I just hope that everything will be okay.
Hello everyone. How are you all? My name is Behgat Salah. I'm 25 years old from Upper Egypt. There was place in Egypt. I left Islam between the age of 15 and the age of 16. And when I left Islam, I told my family about it. I told my mom and my dad, my little sister, about this. By the way, my family are strict Muslims. Strict Muslim family. When I told my mom and dad at first, they were yelling at me. My dad was yelling and he was telling me, God will punish you for this. How dare you say this? God is real. You go to hell. You have to go back to Allah and ask forgiveness from him. My mom was crying. She was telling me that I want to see you in heaven. I want all of us to meet in heaven as a family. And I was telling her, family doesn't exist, mom. And she was crying more. That made me feel so bad and made me feel so guilty. But from the bottom of my heart, I don't want to go back to this religion. By the age of 19, I converted back to Islam. Because I wasn't convinced that Islam is a religion from God. I wasn't convinced at all, but I did this because my decision at this point was affecting the people around me, and I wanted to change that. It was affecting them in a negative way. But after 3 or 4 months, I can't remember, I left Islam and I became an agnostic. I was atheist at first, but then I became agnostic, and I'm still agnostic till this moment. I left Islam again, but this time without going back. There is no going back again. I'm 25 right now. I don't really feel well living my life like this. I can't tell people about what I believe in. I can't live my life like normal people. It's impossible for me to get married in this place because I will never find the right one. All of them are strict Muslims. And in the place or my home, they value traditions, so they probably will. When it comes to marriage, they will choose for me. They will choose someone in the village that is right for me? Or what do you think it's right for me? And what do you think, I mean, the good one in their, in their mind is a religious, a strict Muslim girl, and that's not what I want. I want an infidel like me. I want a kafira. I don't want a religious girl, and that's why I might be single for the rest of my life. And the second thing why I'm not going, oh, it's almost 5 minutes now, okay, because I don't want my children to be Muslims. I'm sorry for about my English.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.